Man Dies During Shark Attack at Australian Beach, It Was Devastating. By Amy Furr on September 5, 2021. A man died after a shark attacked him in Australia. Despite the efforts of surfers and others who tried to help, officials said Sunday. The man, believed to be in his 20s, was mauled by the shark at Emerald Beach near Coffs Harbour, about 6 hours north of Sydney, according to paramedics, NDTV reported. Emergency workers and a helicopter medical team reached the scene prior to 11 a.m. after they received calls for assistance. According to Chris Wilson, who is a New South Wales ambulance inspector, paramedics found surfers and bystanders trying to save the man and said the group was incredibly brave in a very challenging situation. "It was devastating for everybody on the beach this morning," he explained, adding, "The patient suffered a critical injury to his arm. But despite the best efforts of bystanders, paramedics and other emergency services, the patient couldn't be revived." Sunrise 7 shared video footage of the scene. The Coffs Harbour lifeguards announced the beach and surrounding waters were closed because of the incident. "Unfortunately, there has been a shark attack in the area. Our sympathies go out to family and friends," the agency said in a Facebook post. The incident was the second deadly shark attack recorded in Australian waters in 2021, per the Taronga Conservation Society Australia. Meanwhile, the U.S. Coast Guard Medevista hurt crew member from a fishing vessel after a shark attack occurred about 35 miles southeast of Grand Isle, Louisiana, on Friday. The Coast Guard detailed the event in a press release. Coast Guard Sector New Orleans watchstanders received a call at 12:51 a.m. by VHF FM Channel 16 from personnel aboard the fishing vessel Moon Glow stating a 64-year-old male crew member had been attacked by a shark and sustained a severe leg injury. The man had reportedly been untangling fishing nets from the vessel's propeller when he fell overboard and was bitten by a shark of an unknown size and species. Crew members aboard the Moon Glow applied a tourniquet to the man's partially amputated leg and radioed for help. Once the helicopter crew arrived, a Coast Guard rescue swimmer administered first aid and used a fresh tourniquet on the man's leg. Video footage showed crews collecting the victim. The crew hoisted the injured man and transported him to University Medical Center New Orleans in critical condition, the press release concluded.